HXS Mobile.
HXS, this is KO4HKX. Afternoon, Dave.
Hey, Patrick, what's going on?
Full lot this afternoon. Got most of my stuff done that I needed to get done earlier.
Yeah, me too. I took care of a couple of customers today because the rain kind of messed me up this past week, so I put them on Saturday's schedule and got them done. I'm heading home. Yay!
Okay, it's over, WWA.
I'm going to take you to HXS. Go ahead, Steve.
For just a minute there, Patrick. I just happened to hear you in there, Dave. KB4CBA is going to stop by here in a few minutes. And what I was going to say, why don't you stop on by and grab that little device that we've been talking about?
I am heading home, and I am starving with a capital S. So let me get back to you on that. Are you going to be around tomorrow?
To be. Anytime after about 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that might work out because I got band practice at 10:30 in the morning, and usually that's done around 1:32, and I can head up after that.
Talk to you later. Patrick, thanks for letting me cut in on you. I'll talk to you guys later. KN4BWA. I am sort of kind of maybe mentally clear.
KO4HK.
That's an open door. Mentally clear, huh? Hmm. There's a joke in there somewhere. See you, Steve. KB2HXS. Patrick, over to you.
So wide open, I just went around it.
You could have drove your tool truck through it.
I guess there's usually a pitfall on the other side.
Yeah, right? Ah, goodness. Yeah, I'm just past the airport here on 14. I'll be home in just a few minutes. Probably 10 minutes, 15 minutes tops. And I'm done. Take off my shoes and put my feet up.
That's what I have done, getting ready to call it a day.
Excellent. Most excellent. Well, how was that cookie? Did you finish that big old thing or what?
Cookies. I didn't eat all those cookies I was sent in the picture. I just took, she sent home a small bag of them, which was plenty enough for me. But I've had them before, so they're really good. Miss Bernice, I don't see how Tom is as skinny as he is.
This is pushaways.
Time making something, and everything I have tried has been excellent.
I got the same problem in my house. My wife cooks all the time, or you know, she'll have whatever little dessert thing that she finds online or on TV or something, and oh, I gotta try and make this. I'm like, oh no.
We don't do much of that since it's just the two of us. So we'll try something every now and then. We'll find something that both of us really like, give it a try. But so we do a little bit of it, but not a whole lot.
On this cake, I can't remember. It's like it's called an angel food cake from heaven or something like that. And my goodness, it's you get like a big bundt cake, angel food cake, and you break it up into pieces, and you mix in like all kinds of whipped cream and pie fillings and all kinds of stuff, and it is unbelievably good. I can't like sit there and only have one, you know, one serving.
Bag of chips, you just can't put it down with one, right?
Oh, is that the old, was that not the old Doritos commercial?
Is it Doritos? I can't remember.
You can't eat just one? Something like that? I think that was with Jay Leno. Oh, Lay's, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad somebody did.
Brain is full of useless knowledge.
Those wide open doors.
True. That's all right. I admit it.
Go around that one, too.
Put it out there for everybody to listen to and do whatever they want with that one.
A busy week next week.
An install Monday with Jimmy. Then I got a couple of little service calls on Tuesday. Then I'm gone for 3 days, heading up to Asheville. Sally and I were going to go up and see her girlfriend and her new fiance for 2 days in Asheville. Then we're going to go to Franklin to the jewelry show Friday. Then we'll be home.
Hope you enjoy your trip up to Asheville and Franklin. A lot to do up that way.
Well, we got I think we're going to the Grove on Wednesday for lunch, and then Thursday I think we're going to, what's that big place? Oh, God, okay, here comes the useless knowledge part. I just had a brain fart. Going up there to that place to go see all the, you know, the flowers in bloom, all the springtime flowers and stuff, and maybe get some photos. No, we've been to that. It's the other one. That big place. Oh, gosh. I can't think of the name of the place now.
Doing that one.
Actually. Arboretum. That's a nice place. Yeah, we've been there. We walked around. They got all kinds of nice little areas there. I think we did some photography last year with that.
Nice place. We've been up there. It's been a while now. But have you been up to the Biltmore House?
That's where we're going. Thank you. That's where we're going.
That.
I've actually never been there. Sally was there one year when the girls came up out of Florida, and they all made a little trip over there. They went up for a long weekend up in an Airbnb, and they went to the Biltmore. I've never been.
I've only been once or twice in my life, but it is very interesting. I love going through and doing the tour of it and listening to the history. Just not something I take advantage of very often. I need to do it more often.
It's a little expensive, but yeah, no, that whole town there is all built up around that Biltmore. All those stores and the whole community is really nice.
That town, Biltmore, there has to be permitted to meet certain standards. I knew they took down the McDonald's that's there. Used to be just an old traditional McDonald's, but they had to take it down and build the new one there and make it look more built more foresty.
the decor, the buildings and stuff. I know what you're talking about.
Used to work at the steel fabrication shop back here off of River Road. I worked there for about a year, I guess, when I was much younger.
Over there where the tobacco barn is, over that way?
Out that way. If you go down that road and to the light there and cross the bridge to the right, it's back in that area.
Tobacco barn quite a bit. I love walking through there. We find all kinds of treasures in there.
That's been there since I was a kid. We used to go over there with my grandfather and walk around, grandfather and grandmother. They always enjoyed that, so I'd go with them.
KB2HXS Mobile for ID. Yeah, we always like going over there. We try and make a trip up there at least twice a year up to the tobacco barn, but we love going downtown Asheville. We'll park in the parking garage by that big hotel there, the AC Motel. We'll park there and walk around and have a good old time.
Not Asheville much anymore. In Greenville all day, 4 days a week, so I just don't go to Asheville much at all anymore.
That often. Heck, I haven't been down. We haven't been downtown Greenville in a while. We like going down there, too.
Never been down there.
What, downtown Greenville? Oh, it's nice down there. You go down by the waterfall and you park there, and there's all kinds of nice little places to go see and eat and all kinds of stuff.
Not my thing. So I was just like I was talking to John earlier. I don't go to Bavard, the center of Bavard, all those little shops and stuff up there. I just stay away from them. It's just not my thing. You know, I'm glad people do enjoy it, but it's not for me. I would rather go out into the woods and be by myself somewhere.
Oh, believe me, I enjoy my alone time too. Trust me. You know, I go down to my building and, you know, go plug in a guitar or something or, you know, whatever. But yeah, it's also nice getting out amongst folks and, you know, seeing what's out there. People watch, all kinds of stuff.
Enjoy people watching. They're usually pretty entertaining if you sit and watch them long.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yes, yes. There's a lot of interesting things to see.
Get a offended by that. They get mad because you're sitting there just watching what's going on.
You know, you're out in public. Get over it.
That's the way I feel about it. But, Dave, I'm going to have to jump out of here. I got a phone call coming in. So, good to talk to you. I hope you have a good trip. If I don't talk to you again, but I'm sure I'll hear you on a repeater next week before you go. So, y'all have a good weekend. KO4HK, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Perfect timing. I'm pulling onto my street. Have a good day, Patrick. KO4HKX, KB2HXS, 73.